Chapter 1. Sophie stood, eyes closed and hand pressed against the wall, waiting for the vertigo she'd experienced every day since the operation to turn the room on its axis. A minute later, when nothing had happened, she dropped her hand. The surgeon had told her the dizziness would go away, but Sophie didn't believe she was free of it. She'd spent her whole life fearing that the fades would attack at the wrong time, not that there was a right time. Trusting that her fades were gone and it was all over would take some time. Today she was returning to work, a day earlier than recommended, but the call from Llewellyn an hour ago, ostensibly to see if she was enjoying her time off, carried an unspoken request to get her ass into work ASAP. Unrest still boiled in maintenance. If her new task force was going to find the cause, she couldn't delay any longer. Rick and Amanda were back in the bullpen, and Sophie needed to pull herself together and join them. She showered, dressed, and walked out to the street 10 minutes after getting out of bed. The bullpen was close enough that she didn't worry about fatigue, but far enough to test her ability to appear normal and rested to her partner and her boss. Something felt off about the atmosphere on the street, like something big was coming. No protests, but too many people were hanging around. If the unrest was spilling into authority where Sophie lived, then the situation was already out of hand. I should have checked the news feeds so I'd know what to expect. The surgeon had told her to avoid screens. Her body was exhausted enough to keep her asleep most of the past 3 days, but now she felt detached from whatever was happening. The sight of a stim juice bar reminded her how much she missed the taste of blue fruit. She'd had no stimulants at all during recovery. Now that she was able to stay awake long enough to eat and drink a glass of water, Sophie craved the jolt of energy. She ordered 3 large cold stim juices and grabbed a handful of flavor packs. "Any donuts or sweet buns?" she asked the clerk. "Supplies are low," the boy said, pointing to the scanner for Sophie to pay. "We don't get so many in the morning as usual." "What's there is what we got." The pastry tray contained 2 dried-out protein bars and a crumbly cookie. "I'll pass," Sophie said, tapping her credit chip. At least she wasn't showing up on day 1 of the task force empty-handed. The bullpen was the first place that looked normal to Sophie after the ominous quiet of the streets. A few officers and detectives sat at desks, working or chatting. Rick stood behind Amanda looking at something on her screen. Both were serious. "Morning," Sophie said. She placed the tray of drinks on Amanda's desk. "What's so interesting?" "Trouble in maintenance again," Amanda said. "We're going to have our hands full trying to figure out a solution." Rick added an orange flavor pack to his drink. "You were completely offline. I can't imagine doing that." "I needed rest," Sophie said. "I guess you partied?" "Not all the time," he said. "I took a lot of naps." Probably between partners, Sophie thought. "I'll let Llewellyn know we're ready to get started." Amanda poked through the flavor packages and then took a drink of her plain juice. "He's been pacing." "Yeah, I got the idea he was impatient from the tone of his call," Sophie said. "Did you get any rest?" Amanda shrugged. She didn't normally share any personal information. "I got what I needed." Sophie didn't even try to guess what she meant. Amanda might have spent the 3 days sucking up to the people who could give her a promotion, or partying in the temporaries. As long as she was ready to work, it made no difference. She was probably more ready than Sophie. "Did he say anything more about what we're supposed to be doing as a task force?" Sophie needed a clear goal, not just figure out the problem and solve it, like in their last case. Amanda shook her head and turned back to her screen. Rick sat at his own desk. "I'd put money on him being as vague as possible. That way he can't be wrong." "Or right," Sophie said. She sent Llewellyn a message requesting a meeting. It didn't take more than 10 seconds for him to pull open his door and bellow for the 3 of them to get in his office.